Before you begin, gather together all of the cleaning supplies that you will need. Then center yourself by standing upright and watching your breath move in and out. Closing your eyes might help. All of the rituals that you participate in on a regular basis carry with them the potential to become meaningful and almost sacred times for you. The very motions of consistent, even seemingly mindless tasks can be the perfect opportunity for you to link with them new associations. They provide a consistent and predictable time that you can choose to spend focusing your mind. You can use it in meditation, or you can practice the skill of experiencing the now or the present moment. If you let them, these tasks can become the gateway to connectedness, fulfillment, and enhanced peace. If you hate housework, cleaning your home can offer a great opportunity to practice this mindfulness. As you work with attention in almost a meditative state, your time spent cleaning can quickly turn into one of your most precious times of the day. As you work, you also clear away sloth and lethargy, which are some of the most common hindrances to meditation. At the end, your mind will be as cleansed and clutter-free as your home. Now go ahead and get started whenever you're ready. And as you sweep or polish, scrub and clear away, engage fully with the actions that you're doing. Don't rush them or skimp on them. Keep your mind on the matter at hand. Fully experience every sweep of the hand and flick of the wrist. Eventually, you will notice your breath linking in with the actions. Whenever you find thoughts and feelings grabbing the limelight, take a step back and become conscious of them. Think about their underlying emotional tone. And instead of looking at particular thoughts, look at what underpins them. Maybe it's worry, unhappiness, excitement, regret, resentment, peacefulness. Become aware of the emotions. And this time, instead of pushing them aside or shifting your attention, be as present and aware of that emotion as you can. And ask yourself, is there something here for me to discover? Notice and be aware of the emotion, and then remind yourself that this emotion isn't you, but it is your experience. It is a part of your experience, much like the cleaning that you're now involved in. You are an active participator with both of these experiences, and you're in a constant interaction with both your physical environment and your emotional environment on a very regular basis. And yet, neither of these things are you. They're transient, they're malleable, and they can both be improved and they can be changed. And if you need evidence of this, watch as the room before you or the house before you begins to improve. And it's just a type and a shadow of the kinds of improvements that you can make in your emotional world or in your inner world. Change is possible. Now ask yourself, how does the state of your home or living environment mirror your beliefs about who you are? Do you allow them or your emotional state, either one, to define or dictate how you feel about yourself or your value or your worth as an individual? Are you able to discern them for what they really are and see them merely as tools, as information about yourself and the world around you? Is there an area in your life that the cleaning or decluttering activity that you are now participating in can symbolize for you? If there were one, what would it be? Just go ahead and use your imagination. Maybe you can imagine that your efforts are carrying away all of your mental and emotional baggage. Could it maybe be symbolic of inner battles that may be going on in your life? Or battles with other people? Or ambitions or dreams? Pay attention to the serendipities and the symbols and the impressions that you're having as you clean. And trust this exercise. It can be very powerful, very cathartic. Ask yourself over the next little while, how can this time better serve me? What skill do I want to master? Is it being in the present moment, being aware and fully here with all of my senses? Is it visualizing what I want to create in my house or in my environment physically? Or is it using each thing that you're cleaning or organizing as a symbol to teach you about how you can affect change in the world around you? Enjoy this next time and stay focused and make it meaningful for you. It can be as powerful as any meditation you can have in any other context, and you'll end up with a clean house and a clean and clear mind.